Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Now, Oscar usually gets here right at showtime, at taping time,
right.
But we were just having so much fun chatting.
Yeah.
And
we
I'm wound up.
We almost have done a show already.
And I'm ready. We have, and I'm ready to start. I just sometimes I just like to start the show.
Because it's Monday, and we That's all right. know what that means.
Yeah. I got nothing. No, right. I'm kidding.
Good night. Good night.
Okay, so this is difficult for me because I'm doing something that I don't normally do.
Okay.
Are you coming out?
No, I'm not coming out of the closet.
Oh.
Not today.
No.
Oh.
That could happen at some point.
Yes.
I normally don't do requests, and I especially don't do requests for, like, phone machines. But this guy, even though he wasn't necessarily all that polite, it was just like kind
do
of,
you mean
can you do this for me?
Do you mean an answering machine?
Answering machine.
Or perhaps Message. Now voicemail?
Voicemail. Answering machine.
Phone machine. I don't normally do a request
well,
for
here's
a phone
the thing,
machine.
Because he just comes out and says, can you do this?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, okay, like I do it
not,
all the time.
You're not doing anything anyway.
But he has identified a voice that is my new favorite to do.
Oh, now, you've well. Always, a lot of people will know that in the past, you find voices that are your favorites and they burn real hot and fast for a while.
It's not particularly accurate. It's not particularly my, you know, something that I think is going to slay people
it's
with
not about
comedy,
that, yeah.
but it's something I enjoy doing. And what it is my Liam Neeson voice.
That's what
yes,
I thought.
Very popular.
Because I know how much you've been enjoying it every time you do it.
This is really eerie. This is going to make me look like I really planned today's show open really smart.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So you've got that in your opening?
That's today's opening. Is that?
That's amazing.
Isn't
because
that weird?
So he writes John O'Shea. First of all, he's an
Hello.
Irishman. So I'm going to give you the positives on this. John
right.
O'Shea. The negatives are, you know, can you do this just out of the blue?
Yeah.
You know,
cold.
What am I, chopped liver?
Like your word for
but
him.
He's Irish.
Uh-huh. That's a plus.
And he writes outgoing voice message.
Well,
Liam Neeson voice.
That's the first thing.
Right. Outgoing message. Liam Neeson voice.
Gets right to it.
Get to it, Mike.
Yeah.
Can you please read this on your show?
So he wrote you copy.
For my outgoing message. And,
wow.
And I just, as soon as I saw it, I said to myself, I've got to. Because it's just, it's good.
Because
and
A, we haven't prepped a vin yet.
Right.
And B.
Thank you. Thank you.
Quiet on the set.
And if you'd like to suggest, you know, things I can do for you personally that'll fill airtime, it would make me very
happy.
I've
got
suggestions. Always like scripts.
So with that said, we need total silence.
Shh.
As I am going to now do the outgoing message
rolling.
For John O'Shea's message. John, do you have your machine going? If you do, roll tape now. Here we go.
You should give him a 3-2-1.
3-2-1. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for the O'Shea's, I can tell you we're not here. But what I do know is that we have a particular set of skills. Skills that allow us to get back to you if we want to. If you don't leave a message now, that will be the end of it. But if you do, we will hear you. And we will screen you. And we will call you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you.
One take right
that's,
there.
That's
one
the,
take.
That's
just
the O'Shea's.
For safety.
No
yes.
editing.
Can you do the same copy as Jeff Goldblum?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, good. I'll use this one.
This is the O'Shea's outgoing message as Jeff Goldblum.
The Elstons.
Okay. The Elstons?
Yes.
Okay. Right, hold on.
All right. Get ready, America.
I don't know who you are.
Well,
wait,
you know
again.
What? I'm sorry, but I think that would actually be Jeff Goldblum's complete outgoing voice message.
The copy doesn't work. The Elstons.
Right.
Sorry,
that's right.
You've reached the Elstons. Great. I don't know. I just can't do
it. I love it.
I'm not in the right voice for that. So that's it.
Oh,
and
that was fun anyway.
I just want people to know I'm not doing this every day, kids.
No, but it sure is. It's almost as if he found a pot of gold at the end of his rainbow.
A pot. John O'Shea.
Oh, I love it. You want to get the mic? Did me message
let me
to
see.
Me.
Right. Impressions, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let me just see.
I will send Mr. O'Shea a bill for $9.99.
I think you should.
He lives in California.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
that would
have
be
$9.99
for the first year, $15.99 for perpetuity.
Right.
If he wants to own the tape.
Right.
It's a rental.
I will find you. I will kill you. And you've got that as the opening?
I really
well,
that
I
want to
hear it.
Out.
Start the show for Christ.
Well, that,
you
how
can
that
listen
goes.
To the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have, are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good luck.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Wow. Good luck. Good luck. Hey, it is the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Cappy Fiber Studios. And here's Michael McDonald.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Whew. I didn't do that so we would sing Michael McDonald. I did that because it's taken.
Yes.
It to the streets.
Right. Yeah, there it is.
Okay, that's the reason.
How does that... Rob and I did not communicate. We did not have any conversation before the show started. He happened to have that opening.
The
that
only communication we had this weekend is when you called me an a-hole by text.
We'll get to that in a second. It's America's most beloved podcast.
That's it.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded more. Hey, we hit it 13 million times.
Hey! Lucky 13.
And heard in 149 countries worldwide. You can call us if you have something.
Please.
718-506-1625. It is, what is today's date?
It is the 26th.
Monday, March 26, 2012. And our show today is brought to you by our good friends at the Oakton Wine Shop.
Yes.
This Saturday, it's an in-store Cabernet tasting. They're doing it again this Saturday?
They have a tasting this Saturday.
Oh, is it this Saturday?
They do have a tasting this Saturday.
I thought it was this past Saturday.
They're having a tasting every Saturday.
Oh,
they've
okay.
got another one coming up.
You're confusing me. This Saturday, it's an in-store Cabernet tasting.
Some of them were baby animals.
To find their tasting calendar, which should be scheduled, we'll double-check that for you, folks, to find out that that they've had two Cabernet tastings Saturdays in a row. We'll find out from them.
Yeah.
Follow Oakton Wine Shop on Twitter and Facebook, or you can give them a call.
That's what 703-255.
5425. Have you made a mistake or not, Mr. Austin?
I have made a mistake.
He's admitting it.
But we do have new. They do have new tastings every week.
Okay,
it's tasting season.
So it could be like.
And the important message here is for their calendar, go to their Facebook or Twitter.
So, yes, let's not bury the lead, Mike.
703-255-5425. They're located at 123 and Hunter Mill Road in Oakton. Well, can't we go on their Facebook page
I'm
right now?
I'm looking right now, Mike.
And what are they tasting?
They do have a wine tasting.
Right.
It's Margot Blattman of Country Vintner.
Okay. Vintner.
Vintner.
Is Margot Blattman Vintner, a lady, yes. or is that a variety of wine?
So it could be Sauvignon Blanc.
Could be.
It could be Pinot Noir.
Yeah, forget the Cabernet.
It could be Chardonnay.
Yes, it could be kosher.
Yeah, they got all sorts of stuff over there. 123 and Hunter Mill Road in Oakton. 500 hand-selected wines from around the world. 100 hand-picked brews plus cheeses and pâtés. OWS is a proud sponsor of our live stage show. As a matter of fact, they are responsible for the new iPad we will give away at our Price is Right style raffle that's going to be happening. I don't mind telling people to prepare for that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because this is important. Saturday night when we give away our raffle prizes.
Right, our door prizes.
Our door prizes. We are door prize, raffle prize, same thing, right?
Kind of.
We want Price is Right style enthusiasm
and also,
or you will not get your prize.
Prizes will be rescinded if the enthusiasm is not acceptable as determined by us.
And I don't care if you're in the balcony. I don't care if you are, on the second level. If you win a prize, the way it's got to work, you've got to run down to the stage like it is the Price is Right, where I will take away your prize.
Yeah,
right.
Happens.
I mean,
we need to see enthusiasm.
And if somebody is in the balcony of the State Theater,
they're going to have to exit, come down the main.
They're
going to
have to come down the back steps,
and then come in the back door, Mike.
They have a new stair that you can get down to the front of the stage.
From the top?
Balcony.
Really? From the balcony?
Yes.
That's true.
From the side balconies or from the back balcony?
The back balcony,
will have a notch to be able to get to the side balcony so they can come down the stairs.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, good. Then I will rescind the prize. Oscar.
hey, look who's here.
You're not all that tardy. I started the show 5 minutes early because I just had this like energy that I couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't.
Wound up.
I had to start, and I just
no problem.
And so I just wanted to say that it's.
I heard you know, Ustream's amazing technology. It's a great time. Let me tell you.
So
Oscar's been a couple seconds later ever since he's been observing that stop sign.
Oh my God, they're there again today.
They're there today.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh yeah. My God, Oakton Wine Shop, a proud sponsor of our stage show. They're responsible for giving away the new iPad that night. Oakton Wine Shop. We've got lots of raffle prizes. So really, the best time for me would be a Price is Right style enthusiastic woman dressed in a prom dress.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love that.
That would be exciting for
running
me.
Running in heels.
If that would be a high point for me. So anyway, on the program today, I want to talk about so much stuff that I got over the weekend from people, including Dial-A-Star. I don't know if any of you guys
saw
that.
Dial-A-Star.
Yes.
Hey, one of your buddies is on it.
John Dalton.
Hey, no, he's legally changed his name.
Fair play.
Fair play. That's on the zoo.
Is it really $15 an hour to talk to him?
Oh, I thought it was 15 a minute.
Yeah, I think it might be. I think that might have been a typo on
Facebook.
I'm
not sure anyone has anything that would require an hour to speak with him.
Had another date with RJ last night, and the big show. We're excited about it. The t-shirts are in for our big stage show coming up Saturday, and let me see. Why did Tom Gavin say, "Go to hell, Mike," on my Facebook page?
What?
I have no idea. That's the first message I got this morning. Let me see. And blowback. If we get heavy, blowback on the Trayvon Martin case, which is, I mean, I think I was kind of ahead of the curve when I was talking about the you know, but now you're getting the haters that are, you know, kind of reacting to all the Trayvon Martin things.
Go to hell, Mike.
Go to hell, Mike. That is, I deleted it from my page.
Well, no one wants to see that.
Right. First thing, Tom Gavin. Friendly. Why would Tom Gavin?
But you know what? Knowing the way he spells, maybe he wants you to go to Herndon.
I don't know. What do you think it is?
I think it's because Murphy was on yesterday.
Is that what
Friday,
it was?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, they don't get along.
No, they don't.
That's right. Well, Tom.
And because he's not been invited personally to the show.
Well,
nobody invited Dennis. He invited himself. Well, he bought a ticket. Right.
Tom, if you're listening, our phone number is 718-506-1625.
If you're out there listening.
If you would like to call anybody out there listening.
What are you doing?
He doesn't listen to it. I don't think he's... I don't want to say he's not capable.
No,
what
you know,
say?
I know
but he's not capable.
What
I
are
know
you
he
saying?
Is. He's savvy. Do he's computer savvy.
Do you think he would hear that? And he wouldn't listen to a live stream, would he?
You know, he listens to Steve and Tommy all the time.
On the stream.
Yeah. On that stream. So, yeah, we're also on the same stream.
You can find that stream.
Tom Gavin, here is our phone number, 718-506-1625. Call and tell me why you told me to go to hell on Facebook today.
How dare you?
It was like out of the blue.
And
I
not
was
the way
stunned.
You, not the way you want to start your day.
It was not the way I wanted to start my day. I was completely taken aback by that.
That is
it was horrible. But I want to start on the program today with some new technology that I became aware of over the weekend. You know, the intranets is a fabulous place.
It's amazing.
And and there's so much fun and so many different things being created each and every day.
It's like a playground, Mike.
I mean, you know, our technology, you know, in a certain area of technology in the United States, things are moving at lightning speed.
Oh, indeed.
It's every day. You got new apps, you got new stuff. But there's this new feature online that's called Turntable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old it is and how long it's been out there. Now, are you going to mock me and laugh and say that it was created in 1985?
No,
because I see that over the weekend when I got home from the hockey game on Friday night, and I see on the intranets that Rob and Mark are inviting people to join them.
We're hosting a record hop.
On Turntable.
Yes.
And I see that, and they've sent it out to the world, and they do this thing. And I said, well, I'm still wound up after the game.
Sure.
The Caps,
sounds like fun.
Caps, you know, choking dogs they are, upset me, and so I'm still very much wide awake. And my daughters have trundled off to Betty Bye, and I'm up.
Right.
And it's like 11 o'clock-ish, and I'm just wound
what
up.
To
and
do?
I said, what to do?
Yes.
Sit at my kitchen on my laptop, and I'll see what this Turntable.
Yes.
Is
to be
all
fair,
about.
We knew about Turntable, but for Tech 411.
Yeah.
They're the ones who sort of broke the story.
Right.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Why?
So why don't you kick me in the nuts next time?
I'm listening to Tech 411.
Oh, I see.
I'm gonna listen.
I mean, granted, you're a couple episodes behind on Tech 411.
I'm gonna listen to Tech 411 religiously.
You don't have to.
I don't
it's 30 minutes.
What you guys
30 minutes.
What everybody has to understand.
Yes.
This Week in America, Mark and Lowell. Yeah. And Tech 411. It's not that I don't think it's quality programming. And Rob, the Rob Spiewak music show. Yeah. I listen to every Christmas. I listen to you.
Every Christmas.
I turn you on
it's
Christmas.
Like his church going.
I know.
It's not that I don't care. It's that I'm jealous.
Why would you be jealous?
Because it doesn't involve me.
But it does. Oh, it's all because of you.
Yeah. I know, but it's not me. And so when I listen, as Mark knows, I get horribly upset and jealous.
Do you hate the radio?
What?
Do you hate the radio?
When I'm not on it, radio? Yes. I go to a play. Yes. I go to a Broadway play, and I'm jealous of the actors.
Those are the ABCs. I go to a Broadway play.
That is my area of narcissism that I have never really exposed until this very moment.
What about?
I'm an egomaniacal duke.
What about movies? Huh? Does it also do in movies?
No.
Do you see it in a movie?
I get lost in the cinema.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
I truly
do. Nice.
But what if it's a role that you really wish you had? Like when you saw Nathan Lane in The Producers.
No, Nathan Lane in The Birdcage.
That's my role.
Betrayed.
So, don't tell me you actually started a room or joined a room. On Turntable.
I saw Turntable, and I'm like, this looks interesting.
Yeah.
Can I be clear that there's two, Turntable.fm is either available on your computer, or you can get it on your iPhone or iPad as well, or Android phone.
Well, I dive in.
Yes.
Because when Mark and I started the room, it put the invite up on our Facebook wall.
Right.
So I guess that's where you saw it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and maybe you didn't want me to, because I arrive in the room, and... first of all, I don't know whether Mark's guilty or not, because I'm not savvy enough to know whether he left right away or whether he was even there when I arrived.
At least you got in the room.
I had no idea you were in there.
And I only found out after the fact, but we'll get to that.
Well, I'm cussing you guys Friday night because I arrive and it's like, hi, you know, and I sign in as me.
And you're chatting.
Mike O'Mara, I'm chatting with people. And
I was, when I saw that, I was sure that was someone pretending
an imposter.
To be you.
Well, I wasn't. It was me. And I. Like, so Rob is controlling the room. No, I didn't have anything to drink.
Okay.
I was sober as a judge. And not the whole weekend.
But just keyed up.
But
yeah.
that particular part of the weekend, I was just wound up. Mm-hmm. And what it is Turntable, you can go in and you can be a DJ for your friends, for your room.
That's what
and
I understand.
You can
yes.
play your songs. Mm-hmm. And they've got an area there where you can select a song, or I think in Rob's case, Rob was uploading his own song.
Yeah, I like to choose my own stuff.
Which I thought, and did you do that like from your iTunes library?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't able to. I didn't know how to
it
use
is a little
the technology.
You know what? It's not the easiest. It's not the easiest room to navigate. It takes a little while to figure it out.
Thank you for saying that, because suddenly I'm like, oh, this is big fun. And the way it works is Rob will play a song, and then somebody else gets to play a song.
I see.
And then if it's
because,
not Mark, I stop it.
Yes.
And because Rob is controlling the room, Rob is summarily executing everybody that plays a song.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you can do things. You can skip the song the person's playing,
yes.
or you can kick them out of the room.
Yeah.
I don't think, and Rob is kicking everybody out of the room that gets in his way. Like a Nazi war criminal.
If it's not an Elvis record or something that he likes.
Well, this was the world of Rob. And I think Mark's in there and I got all paranoid because as soon as I land in this room, Mark's there for like 5 minutes and then just leaves.
Well, I was already planning on going. I had already announced to the room that I was going to be leaving.
My feelings were hurt.
Mike, next time if you do that, if you see that, just text me or call me.
I texted him.
I would have stayed for sure.
You could, because there was a while.
Don't read the text yet. Okay. I've got more talking to do. So I go in there.
Because it came in twice.
I get in there and I say Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
Well, Rob doesn't believe it's me.
Right.
And then...
Because there had been a lot of talk earlier in the week. They said, wouldn't it be great if Mike was here? We'd love to hear Mike in here. So I figured, you know what? Some dick is going to come in and say it's Mike O'Mara. And then magically someone comes in saying they're Mike O'Mara.
Well, nobody believes it's me, which is pissing me off. This way. So I create a new identity because I realize I'm using my real identity. And then I start to have my little... internet paranoia moment,
right.
Sure.
Where I'm thinking, okay, they're going to be able to reach out and see what kind of porn I look
steal
at.
Steal your
you know?
Soul.
And they're going to steal my soul.
My
right?
IP's
they're
open.
They're going to take my and so my IP's, it's the hole, the thing where people go, the rabbit hole is open.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And so I changed my name and I'm like, well, what'll be funny and what's something Rob will get? Mm. And I can kind of speak to Rob in code and I come up with, the attorney for the show, Joel Gold.
Yes.
Joel Gold, who is a character that we both enjoy on the show.
That's
and so I say Joel Gold, and suddenly I'm able to play one of my songs. So I go and I say, well, how do I upload my own songs? And I can't figure this out. And I'm feverishly typing away.
What
and it's like, this isn't
play?
Working. Oh, I don't know. Okay. And so I think the first one I go to the turntable little space where you can write in a song and you can pick it.
Search it, from
and
their
you can
library.
Search it, and it's their library is not extensive.
Pretty good, though.
But it's pretty good, and it brings up a song. And then I said, okay, I'll try this. So I go in, and then Joel Gold has a chance to play a song on this turntable, and you go back and forth with Rob.
Right.
So I get in there. And suddenly Mark's gone. Mark has vanished. Right. I'm like, and I say something like, well, be that way, Mark.
Oh. Yeah.
And it's now your worst nightmare because now it's you and me only.
But no, I wanted to play with you guys. Yeah. I was like, this would have been a lot of fun. Yeah. And you know, Mike's here. That's my paranoid brain.
No, it wasn't that at all.
So Mark's gone, and then it's Rob playing music.
Right.
And then when his song is done, it kicks over to me. Yeah. There's no mixing here. You get one song, and then another person gets to play a song.
Right.
And if the person controlling the room, Rob, likes you,
I'm an administrator.
You can go back and forth.
Right.
So I come on with my song, and it's something like Aerosmith or something, or maybe even Buddy Rich. I don't know what it was. Once again, thinking Rob is going to know it's me.
Right.
And suddenly I get this, I get this sound, and Rob kicks me out of the room.
Oh my God!
Damn.
That seems severe.
I don't know that he kicked you out of the room. I think I just skipped your song.
You did not. It said Rob has booted you. You've been booted from the stage or booted from the room.
In fairness to me,
and
I did not know it was
and
you.
And I sit there and I look at my computer and I go. You dick!
Well, also, Carrie invented a drink that night that we had been enjoying, which was
I heard about this.
Bailey's and marshmallow vodka. So I was really maybe...
That sounds healthy.
Yeah, perhaps.
That's healthy.
Not at my most aware.
Wow. Anything sweeter?
Yeah.
Wow.
But what I got... Yeah, and
yeah, why didn't you put maple syrup in it, too?
2 teaspoons of sugar and a scoop of
maple
vanilla
syrup
ice cream.
And a cherry.
Pour
some rock
your waffles.
And some rock candy.
At 12:03 a.m., I get a text. And it reads from Mike O'Mara, I was Joel Gold, a-hole. but he doesn't say a-hole.
Yeah, no,
I don't know what to do.
I didn't know what to do. He booted me out.
At 12:04, I get a text. I was Joe Gold, a-hole. Now I don't know what to do. So now, if memory serves, I went back in and put you back in control at the turntable.
So Rob puts me in control.
Oh. Right.
And then Rob leaves.
Well, I was Mike.
Rob leaves. Yeah.
Here you go, jerk.
Yeah.
I'm
out. It's like, okay, you're in now. I'm going away.
I was gone.
Mark's gone and Rob's gone.
I was gone.
Mike, hi, thanks for coming to our party and ruining it, Mike.
I was gone before I knew you were Joel Gold. I came back in. Mike, I was nearing Oscar Santana blackout.
I don't care. My feelings were desperately hurt.
Well, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
But suddenly, Rob did one thing for me. I was like, I'm not playing with you, Mike. Oh, Mike's here. Bye. You can moderate now. I'm going. Mark left already, and I'm the.
But
the
I was out before you identified yourself.
And what's their room called? Mark and Rob.
Oh,
Rob and Mark.
No.
Rob and Mark. Rob and Mark.
Rob and Mark's party. It was party. Mark and Rob, but he changed.
Couldn't be more obvious. I'd crashed Rob and Mark's little party, and they
when
both
do you
went
want,
home.
When do you want to do the Mike, Mark, and Rob room? We will do it.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Whatever.
Not at all.
But anyway, yeah, never. But anyway.
Desire's gone now.
No. So here's the thing.
No.
But Rob.
No, but wait.
But listen. Hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
I'm trying to talk here.
So the
I
one
wanted to play Asmus song.
I was sober.
That was me.
You were drunk.
Sober.
Oh,
yeah.
So
he stood
Rob,
close to me.
Before Rob leaves.
Yes.
And I thought he was going to make me in charge and we were going to go back and forth.
Charles
he puts
in
me in charge. And then he's gone.
Yeah.
He just split. It's like, have fun, Mike.
Yeah.
And he puts me in charge of the room. But putting me in charge of the room, suddenly I'm like, I kind of like the power.
Yeah, he likes every time that Rob isn't there. You realize what you were mad about is what you've been trying to get for years. Less me.
No. I would have loved you to stay. Yeah. I would have loved if we were going back and forth. That would have been a dream situation.
Next time, for sure.
It would have been the fun that you two had
right.
with each other.
Right.
So anyway, so I'm in the room, and he leaves me in control.
Ball
tickling
do you
fun?
Know, do you know? Do you know how long I stayed?
I would like to guess you stayed in excess of an hour.
I was in for an hour.
Wow, yeah, an hour.
I was having maybe not as much. People, you know what? The nerd necks that were in there are going to come in and go,
it wasn't Mike. It was 38 minutes.
It is it's like lick it.
And the first time better, you do it, it is so addictive.
Yeah, let me say hi to the chat group. Hello, chat group.
How many mutants were on?
Hello, chat.
What's that?
How many mutants were on?
I don't know. I didn't. I lost audience at the beginning. I didn't have the. I didn't have it.
That happens with a new show.
Try not to grin. Ironic. I lost audience at the
beginning.
Did
anyone, do you watch the meter about whether,
I saw that smile.
Do you watch the meter where it says your music sucks?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I responded to it.
How?
If it
started to suck, you'd bail?
I would bail out on a song if it was not, you know, and they.
I try to make it suck.
It was a decidedly up-tempo crowd.
Yeah.
They liked the
Friday
up-tempo.
Friday night party.
Peppy,
yeah.
They liked the up-tempo
party
music.
Did it take you back to your DJing days?
1,000,000%.
Yeah,
I even referenced that in the chat group.
That's
I write
cool.
down, I said, welcome to the Gaithersburg Marriott Hotel and Raffles 2.
I forgot.
And suddenly I was transported back to my club DJ days, and I'm playing.
And you didn't have to carry boxes of records.
But my problem is,
yes.
And you know this, I do not have the encyclopedic knowledge of music that you have, and so I'm struggling. You know,
I had the encyclopedic knowledge of vomit that night.
You can only play Prince Let's Go Crazy once.
Right.
That's right.
And I am suddenly, you know, then I'm like, well, what did I have? And I'm not going to play Donna Summer.
Last Dance?
I'm not going to play that because that's too old. But I just suddenly I'm blanking.
You know what?
On all my favorite stuff.
The kids today love Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, but I didn't go. But I thought if I went with
they
Black Eyed Peas.
Old.
Play some LMFAO.
If I played Black Eyed Peas,
play
I would have.
Shots.
If I had played Black. Shut up, Rob. If I played Black Eyed Peas, that would have been a cop out.
Really?
Because I wanted to keep it totally retro.
Something that's it was a retro room.
Well, it was totally retro. I mean, I'm playing what I
was.
It
was Mike O'Mara's polyester dance party.
You're mocking me.
No.
You douche.
No.
And you were in there. You were in there. You started it.
I was naming your room.
You started the turntable party.
You could start your room and call it Mike O'Mara's.
Incidentally, they get money, right? Turntable makes money somehow. Don't they make money? They ought to be paying.
I think they do because what you can do is.
All this free advertising.
If you like a song that you're listening to.
Todd Moore probably gets checked. From him.
They give you
it.
They give you an option to buy the song.
He invented it.
Todd Moore invented music.
Well, I had
MP3 actually means more P3.
It was it's so funny you mentioned it. Take me back to my club DJ. 1,000,000%.
Right.
All the same feelings. And
so
you look
fun.
At people and you see, when the song goes down, I'm like, oh, I thought they'd really like that. Okay, I killed myself. And then a guy came
all
into
right.
the room.
Stop the Patty Page.
I booted and I didn't boot them completely. I would just skip their song or get out of
their
song.
See, that's what I meant to do most.
You were
I
horrible. Want... No, you meant to Rob booted everybody.
All I know
like
is
it.
Vodka makes me mean.
You were mean. You were mean, and then you just you're like, ah, forget it, goodbye.
And it's almost like you were there.
And I
see,
and then I go zigzagging down the hallway. It took me 20 minutes to find the bedroom.
He's going, hey, Carrie. Carrie, Mike's in the turntable room.
No, it's not.
I got out.
I got out before I knew.
Him.
Oh,
there you go.
I shared that same problem that you had where, you know, you're struggling to figure out what song you want to play.
Did you upload your own iPad?
I did some of my own, and I found a lot in their database. But the thing that worked really well is doing it with Rob, where he's got such an extensive
knowledge
of it.
Yeah.
Well, you can
and he's got a huge iPod.
And you can play off of what he's playing.
That's
it
why
really
we need to have
you
back.
And
where
forehead.
We could, that's why we need to have you back, because with the three of us, the song that precedes you, inspires you to think of your next song, and it buys you extra minutes to think of your next.
Well,
record.
I want
to
do
guys
it with,
just
I,
go out to like a bar or something.
I want
to
do it with both of you,
like a straight bar, right?
I don't want to do it
Taking
with three people.
Like
I couldn't. Is it? All, it's only two, right?
You
only
know,
two
three people. Or three
I think
of
you can
more,
do
right?
five or six.
You can do. Yeah, you can have a whole room.
We could all do it.
Yeah, but you know what?
You know what I do?
If
then,
I do it,
then you'd have to wait too long to play
exactly
right.
If we say we'll play like 20 seconds of the songs.
People
then
get,
I do
people
it.
People get pissed.
People do get pissed because I don't like to wait. I don't even like to wait for my own song.
Why don't we just upload some DJ skimmers?
Oh, and then Rob plays the Scott Shannon jingle package.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, that's when I knew he was swimming in Lake Rob.
No, that was swimming in Lake Vodka. That was.
Oh, my God.
But amazingly, people loved it.
Yeah.
So I'm chatting and I'm playing and I had a perfectly good time.
It's a
I
nice
played.
Experience.
I didn't get to. Oh, this is where maybe. See, I was tired. I wasn't drunk, but I was tired.
Yeah.
And my last song.
Were you punchy?
I played a last song of the night, and no one will guess it in this room. I guarantee you. But
a pretty girl is like a melody.
When I say this is a country song, and I said I'm going to play a country song, and I think it's the saddest country song ever recorded.
It's one of your mournful songs.
Yep, it's the saddest country song, and my favorite, probably my favorite country song.
One of the saddest songs.
Country and western song.
One of the saddest country western songs is probably Marty Robbins, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, I know what it is.
Because the guy guessed it right away.
These boots are made for walking.
No, it's George Jones.
How did you know?
Because you think that song is the best, and you think it's very sad.
That is the best country and western song ever written.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
He stopped loving her today. Mm-hmm. He stopped loving her today. They hung a wreath upon his door. And I said goodnight, everybody. And that was my closing.
What about Toby Keith's Red Solo Cup?
Toby Keith's Red Solo Cup?
Yes. Have you heard it?
Is that modern country?
Yes.
I don't. You know,
Toby Keith wears a hat made of licorice.
It was really a trip down memory lane for me because I played club songs that I used to play, and then I played country music that I used to play when I was a country DJ, when I knew nothing about country music. I learned country music by being on the radio.
Did you do the Tide chart?
No, but I
love you till I die.
Oh, wow. This
doesn't get any sadder than
that. Suicide music.
Yeah.
I told him you.
Don't you diminish this Oscar.
Put the sharp knives away.
If you can't get your hands on heroin, get a copy of this.
Here's the thing. If you take the art form of country and western music in its purity, this is the best country singer because he sounds like country music.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's it. Stop it. All right. Enough of that. This is sad.
So this is what when you were DJing at the Marriott, this is what you send your patients home
with? I never did that.
No, you couldn't do that.
No. Do you know what I ended up with every when I was the last, I ended up with because we wanted to clear the joint out.
Yeah.
And that was the goal. Mm-hmm. And I said, it is now last call for alcohol. And I played Eruption by Van Halen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a good floor.
The intro to You Really Got Me, but I wouldn't play You Really Got Me.
I had
that clears the floor real quick.
Here's my favorite country record.
I'm at $600 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35 and now, 50 and now, 60.
See, really here he goes again. You know what? I just got an idea for the bonus show this week.
What's that? Yeah.
The bonus show, we will. Do we have the capability
to play
of
hits?
Doing turntables in here?
We do, because we can all use our iPhones or iPads simultaneously.
To pick songs.
We'll
invite people
vote
to the
one
room
down.
And then we'll actually see how well we're doing when we're DJing.
So, and if the room votes you down, your song is stopped.
It may be super annoying.
And we'll just do thumbs up and thumbs down.
Right.
Yeah. It may be super annoying, though, for those that are listening, because if it's a really great song, one of the worst things that happens when
if you like the song,
really great song, it was when it shuts off like 30 or 40 seconds into it.
There is no song ever written that's as great as when we talk.
That's true.
And I think
I agree.
If you are coming to this show, I want to say this in advance. First of all, we're going to do this.
Okay. Yes.
We'll do this for the bonus hour this Thursday when we record.
Nice.
I will say, if you're coming to this show expecting to hear songs in their entirety, do not. Because you will not hear that.
It's not about that.
No. But if we all agree, if we all give a thumbs up, which is almost impossible, then we will play the song in its entirety.
And no athletic wear or Timberlands.
Thank you. I think that's a good plan.
All right. That's
dress code for you not in the club business.
No logoed t-shirts?
We'll take a break.
No hoodies.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. This thing is called love. Well, I just can't handle it. This thing. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our second segment brought to you by the Institute for Liberty's Fan Freedom Project. Your right to buy, sell, or give tickets to concerts and sporting events is under attack. The big ticket companies are already putting these restrictions on tickets, which means they can't even be given away. Protect your rights. Visit fanfreedom.org today. Fan Freedom, a partner of the Institute for Liberty and a proud sponsor of our upcoming stage show. Welcome back. I got to do this because I don't know. You crack me up, Rob.
Why?
You posted Curly.
Oh, yeah. This
today. Curly of the Three Stooges.
I found that.
Would you like to read it?
I would like you to read it. Actually, no. I'd like Oscar to read it.
Do you have them from?
No. That's a. If Oscar reads it, it's not going to be good.
Then I'll read it. Or if you want to read it, would you rather read it?
I'm going to somebody read it. This is the story of Curly.
I found
Curly's
this,
death.
Craig Horleman, one of the funniest men on Facebook.
Agreed.
He sent me a blog, and I linked through this blog, and there were several great stories. And one of the stories is Curly Howard, the later years. Now you remember Curly Howard from the Three Stooges.
I thought we'd covered this. Yeah. I really thought on the old show, the old Don and Mike show, that we had really covered.
Well, we thought
I
we
never
did.
Read this.
No. I mean, everyone knows how the election ended, but we all liked the movie Game Change.
Right.
So what you need is you need to go deeper.
Okay.
Now, okay. For those of you that have never heard us talk about the Three Stooges.
And Oscar, you know who the Three Stooges
are.
Okay.
And the demise of
the
Three Stooges.
Yeah.
You're going to think this is twisted. I'm going to try not to laugh. But there's something about talking about the death of Stooges that I find comedy in. So in 1932.
Mike, take a breath.
And so it begins.
You sure you don't want me to read it?
In 1932.
Jerome Howard, soon to be universally known as Curly, joined the Three Stooges comedy team.
Right.
He was replacing his older brother, Shemp, as the third Stooge.
Shemp went on to do a solo act.
Joining his older brother, Mo, and frizzly-haired Larry Fine.
Larry.
In 1934, the team signed with Columbia Pictures and began churning out the series of comedy slapstick shorts that were to bring hilarity to the world. Mm-hmm. Within a year, Curly had established himself as the comedy star of the act. His woo-woos and nyuk-nyuks.
Ah, yes, the nyuk-nyuks.
As well as his incredible gift for physical, inventive, surreal comedy, made Curly Howard everyone's favorite stooge. Mm-hmm. On the 60th anniversary of his passing, here's a look back at Curly's later years.
Can you believe it's been, Mike, can you believe it's been 60 years since we lost him?
So was Curly Alvin, if it were going to compare them to chipmunks?
No.
Why would you compare them to chipmunks?
Three of them?
I wouldn't even try.
Isn't there three stooges and three chipmunks?
From 1934 to 1944, Curly Howard and the other Stooges made 80-odd of the 80-odd. What does that mean, Rob?
80-odd shorts, give or take.
Made 80-odd of the funniest shorts in the history of movie comedy. But by 1945, something was obvious.
Something, Mike, what? This was by 1945?
8 years
what
later.
Happened in 1945?
By 1945, closed.
Something was obviously wrong. With the brilliant Curly.
Oh, no.
Any symptoms, Mike?
He was having a harder time
than
usual learning and remembering his lines.
Oh, sure.
Although he was always a bad study anyway.
Yeah.
His once graceful and quick movements now seem slower and more lethargic.
Oh, dear.
And deliberate. I always thought that he was trying to be more deliberate in his movements.
Maybe that, too.
What is it, 1945 now?
His voice had lost its high-pitched vitality.
Oh, no.
Nyuk, nyuk, nyuk.
Now sounding deeper and more like a strained croak. Who gave you this, Harlman?
Found me find my way to this beautiful website.
In early 1945, Mo Howard made an appointment for his kid brother at the Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital.
Yeah, the symptoms included a strained croak.
The test results proved shocking. Curly was suffering from high blood pressure, hypertension, a retinal hemorrhage.
What? Oh my God, bleeding eyes.
And obesity.
Yes.
Now, do you think... I know it's easy to blame weight and a lifestyle, but
we're sick.
Do you think the retinal hemorrhage had to do, Mike, possibly with a missed eye poke?
That's a good theory.
I think that Mo was just covering his ass.
Curly loved the good life, Rob.
Listen to that strained croak. I'm taking you to the doctor. Drinking, don't tell him about the eye poke.
Hanging out at clubs, seeing and dating as many beautiful women as possible.
Oh, sure.
I bet, you know, if Curly loved clubs, he would love Turntable FM.
Mo. Attempting to help his beloved brother settle down, tried to fix Curly up with a glamorous beauty named Marion Buxbaum.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
Always a
one
sucker.
One of yours, Mark.
Always a sucker. Well, they all are.
I know.
As always a sucker for a pretty face, Curly married Marion after only 2 weeks.
Hey, will you marry me?
Curly was soon to discover that Marion...
Can't you see that we get along so well?
Not a very nice person.
Oh, Rob.
It was only after his money...
And his retinal bleeding.
And the marriage proved a disaster.
Oh, dear.
And the unhappy couple divorced after only 3 months together.
That's a Kardashian.
In the terrible divorce proceedings, Marion said of Curly, he used filthy, vile language.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Kept two vicious dogs.
Huh.
He shouted at waiters in cafes.
His two dogs, Mother and Effer.
Struck and kicked her.
Oh, Curly.
and put out cigars in the sink.
Oh, my God.
Girl,
wow. Really, really, can you base a divorce on putting out cigars in the sink?
These specious accusations were disputed by all who knew Curly as a jovial, good-natured, good-hearted fellow. Curly, always a free spender, had spent a fortune buying gifts from Marion, and the divorce really shook him up. He had his first stroke soon thereafter in early 1946.
Or second.
Curly's great vigor, Rob.
Yes.
And well, boyish vitality.
Mike, he used to be so vigorous. His voice was high and graceful. He was so graceful.
It sank lower and lower.
Oh, no.
Instead of enabling Curly to rest after his stroke, as Mo requested, studio head Harry Cohn, bastard.
Mike, he's one of yours, Mark.
Harry Cohn kept Curly churning out new Three Stooges shorts.
Gotta make money.
You know, I think really that might have been the best thing for him.
He called them bonus shorts.
You want to be busy. You want to stay busy.
Sadly.
Oh, now it's going to be sad?
Sadly, these final Curly shorts show him looking very old and worn.
Yes. Short and curly.
His previous starring roles greatly reduced it. Indeed, they put a bit of a black mark on his body of otherwise amazing comedy performances. Mm-hmm. Curly's appearance grew worse until finally, while filming his 97th Three Stooges short, Half Wits Holiday.
Yes, a remake of Hoi Polloi.
On May 6th, 1946, the straw finally broke the camel's back.
Oh.
Curly was supposed to participate in the film's final climax. Fight.
Oh, Mike, I want you to take a breath and take that again. And Curly, if you're just joining us, it's now 1946, and Curly, the once graceful and energetic Jerome Howard.
Curly was supposed to participate in the film's final climactic pie fight.
Yes.
Right, of course.
But Mo spotted,
it all built to that.
But Mo spotted Curly sitting in his chair on the set. "Come on, Babe," he said. Babe was Curly's nickname among his close friends.
Well, because he was the little brother.
Mo found Curly slumped over in his chair.
Okay. Now, Mike, you take this very carefully.
With
this
tears running down his face.
Yeah,
it's sad.
Curly had suffered another stroke.
Oh. Wow, is that three, Buzz?
At least.
Yeah.
He was taken to recover. We all know this place, Rob.
Yes.
At the Motion Picture Country Home and Hospital.
Wow.
Yes.
A fabulous place.
Really a modern facility. And you know what they were hoping? They were hoping that if they cared for Curly there, he would regain some of his gracefulness and his vitality.
The Country Home and Hospital is where he went to recuperate. After his second stroke, Curly was confined to a wheelchair, but soon recovered enough to move around himself. In the days of Curly's slightly improved health, he made a cameo appearance in a Three Stooges short with his replacement, Shemp, called Hold That Lion.
It was wonderful. For a while, he had his vitality back.
Mo, knowing Curly was frail, made sure the set was cleared but of absolutely necessary actors and techs in order to take any pressure off his brother. Curly, a brilliant comedian to the end, acquits himself quite well in his brief appearance, coming across as very funny, even doing his trademark woo-woo-woo sound effect.
I would like to add to that that in that scene, he remains seated.
He remains seated the whole time. There's a picture of this.
Yeah. We'll put that up as the photo today. Yeah.
Yes.
From Hold That Line. Although for seated, he really looked like he had some vitality.
I'm gonna skip right to the end here. Curly was soon moved.
Spoiler alert.
Curly was soon moved to his last residence, the Baldy View Sanitarium.
Oh, and there's some irony there.
In San Gabriel, California.
I don't see it.
It was there on January 18th, 1952. That the great Jerome Curly Howard passed away.
Oh.
He was just 48 years old.
Oh.
Jules White, a great director of Curly, in many of the Three Stooges shorts, recalls one of his final visits to Curly during Curly's waning days. White never forgot Curly's words to him that day. "Gee, Jules, I guess I'll never be able to make the children laugh again."
Mm.
Oh. There it is. Wow. Curly Howard.
Wow,
everybody.
That's quite a story.
I skipped a lot of the declining health. It was just too much to bear.
But you know,
so sorry that I
maybe
could
another
do
show.
Let's put some shine on it. He makes kids laugh to this day.
He still does.
Yes.
He does. And he makes grown-ups laugh as well.
Kids and grown-ups that
and
are
the
like
infirmed.
Kids.
Yeah. So safe home, Curly
Howard. Safe home.
That's a tragedy.
I wonder. I bet in heaven he has all. I bet he has his vitality back.
That's right. You're a sick
and his voice.
Yes, of course. Yuck. Yuck, yuck.
That youthful voice.
Woo, woo, woo.
His youthful falsetto.
Woo, woo, woo.
What were you going to say, Oscar?
The gentleman, that Donald Brown, I think now he's 79.
Mm-hmm.
Donald,
your
former
neighbor.
Yeah, yeah. Every Friday night, he'd sit there, and I'd hear him laughing next door, and he'd be watching the Three Stooges.
Three Stooges rock. Yeah. And
the best.
Really, I wish there was more of them to see on TV. I wish they were.
Well, the movie's coming out.
Yeah, that's a tragedy.
Bad, bad move.
Who was that? Now, who's been cast in the movie for the Three Stooges?
I think it's, isn't it the
some unknowns,
the gay neighbor from Will and Grace is Larry, isn't
right
he? And,
yes.
And then Will Sasso, who's talented, plays Curly.
Yeah, but
And then an unknown is Mo, or some guy, I don't know who.
Yeah, right,
well, no, that's
Stooges. Stooges.
They, you can't do it because the Stooges were them. I mean, it's not like you can have someone play
and
them.
And look for Robin. My theatrical release, of course, Curly the Last Days.
That's right.
At the Baldy View Sanitarium.
Now, I believe the casting is not set in stone, but you are going to play Curly.
I will be Curly.
And I'm going to
because I am like Curly in his last days.
And I'm going to play your cruel keeper.
Yeah. We will take a break. When we come back, it's Robin, his magic audio vault on the Mike O'Mara Show. Safe home, Curly. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, and we're delighted to have you with us. I am not quite sure why that tickles us, but it does. And it's sick,
well,
but it's
sick.
Well, we're sick, twisted individuals.
You're looking at someone who essentially played himself on screen.
Yes.
He never even changed his name for a character. And then to hear him in real life situations, it's surreal.
It is surreal.
I mean, the man had made a life out of getting hit with a hammer.
You justify that too easily. Our segment, the Rob's Magic Audio Vault, is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. We talk about this a lot. Got to remind you, folks, this is the number one way to monetize the show. If you want to support the show and you're going to get something online at Amazon, which is a fabulous place to get incredible deals, please go through our homepage to do that. For your home and your workplace, we're talking about amazing deals on things like copy paper, office supplies
Everything.
Of all kinds, anything. You can get a great deal on Amazon. We were talking about cables for your television.
Right.
Those type of things.
Oh, you'll
they're
save
fantastic.
Big on those.
Please, please support the show by buying your stuff through the Amazon link on our website. The banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon takes you directly to your account, and we get the credit, and that's how we keep going. You save money and support the show when you shop through MikeOMaraShow.com and Amazon. So thank you in advance for that. Rob Spiewak, let's open up for the audio vault today.
You know, Mike, you're holding up rather well considering there's only 5 days left.
5 days left?
Yes.
Yeah?
Only 5 days left of Krebs.
Oh, Joe Krebs.
I thought he was gone already.
No.
Isn't this tribute week to
this
Krebs?
This is tribute week, and what I have here is the most recent promo.
I volunteer! I volunteer as tribute!
This is, you get to hear a little bit of Krebs in action, which, as always, he nails it. And then another promo to talk about what they're doing this week. And again, Mike, you'll see they mentioned the same things that we found fault with on last week's promo.
Okay.
Here's Joe Krebs, who, by the way, have you noticed he's lost vitality?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to go to the Motion Picture Country Home and Hospital.
Voice is lower.
Yeah, it's like a croak. Anyway, here's Joe Krebs.
I get some rain late Wednesday, Joe.
All right, Tom, thanks very much. Another news update in 25 minutes. Now we'll go back to the Today Show after we, first of all, take a short break. Hope you have a wonderful...
Watch news for today all this week as Joe Krebs counts down to retirement. Tomorrow, time with his family, primetime TV. See what Joe's looking forward to next. Geez. And don't miss Joe's last show, beginning Friday morning at 4:30.
I want you to hear him again. All he has to do is throw it to commercial.
This is his task.
This is what he does.
I get some rain late Wednesday, Joe.
All right, Tom, thanks very much. Another news update in 25 minutes. Now we'll go back to the Today Show after we, first of all, take a short break. But we have a wonderful...
By the way, I did not edit that. That's really how it
got cut off, right?
And one of the greatest things is one of the pieces of footage they show during the promo is him eating a muffin. That's all they could come up with.
My name is Muffin Krebs. Thank you very much, everybody.
Now, bye. My favorite tape of the day.
Yes.
This is if you want to do a good tribute to Krebs, do this. This is a couple years ago for a tribute they did.
I volunteer. I volunteer as tribute.
A tribute they did at the Hard Rock Cafe for an amazing, legendary Heritage Nashville disc jockey named Coyote McLeod. Have you ever heard of him?
I sure haven't.
But what they did is for the tribute. For the late Coyote McLeod, they brought in the program director that first hired him at WMAK. Now, we make fun of this guy.
The Mac, baby.
It's funny how people perceive
him.
Is
he a country DJ?
No.
Okay.
Because you're going to recognize his voice. Yeah. It's important that people hear the way this guy really talks because it's going to make something we do much funnier.
The All-Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
WMAK, Nashville.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen and friends of coyotes. My name is Scott Shannon. I am a professionally trained radio DJ licensed by the Federal Communications Commission.
Now, this is not a bit. This is
That's
really,
not a bit.
This
him
is
talking.
From a couple of years ago.
And
him
traditional five flavor.
Really doing tribute to Coyote McLeod.
In Nashville.
And it's just,
how old?
This is like a couple years old.
A professionally trained disc jockey licensed by the Federal Communications Commission.
He does.
Let's have
he
just,
likes being a DJ.
Just a little more.
I was the program director of 1300 AM WMAK during the early 70s, which made me the person responsible for hiring and training DJs at the radio station. One of my first challenges was finding someone to replace myself as the crazy nighttime super DJ.
Or me.
We ran ads in all the trade papers.
The thing that it needs to be said is this is a tribute to a DJ for DJs by a disc jockey. The reason that he's talking like he's at a first grade assembly, I don't know.
That's just what
but I didn't alter the speed. Did he alter the edits?
I am so pleased to offer this tribute to a great disc jockey who myself trained.
Did you have to find someone to replace you?
You.
Me.
It's all about me.
Billboard, R&R. We got tapes, air checks, and applications from all over the country. But I just couldn't find the exact sound I was looking for. Now, one of those tapes came to me from a fella named Bill Scott.
Yeah.
He worked at WGOW Radio in Chattanooga.
Okay, that's enough. I can't.
There I am. Too much. That is why we do this all the time, and I am paying a tribute to you.
I want
to
hear that's his, incredible. I want to hear his open one more time. Sorry.
Presents Scott Shannon with more hit music.
WMAK Nashville.
Legal.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen and friends of Coyotes. My name is Scott Shannon. I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Licensed by the Federal Communications Commission.
If you had forced up my, if we had spoken on Friday night, that's about the speed I was moving.
Thank you so very much for joining us on Turntable.
Yes, RJ.
Maybe that's where I was getting my chops from.
Yes, that's where you were getting that. Here's your chops.
All right, Mike, do you recognize this catchy toe tapper?
No.
Okay, that is the actual national anthem of Kazakhstan. All right?
Okay, I immediately think of Borat.
Of course.
Have recognized it.
Well, there was a shooting championship in Kuwait this weekend. It was called the Amir Shooting Championship, an international affair. And the reason this is key is when the person who won from Kazakhstan took to get their award.
Right, they play like the Olympics, they play the anthem.
But they played the one from Borat.
And
listen carefully to the lyrics. This is what they played when this person went out to honor their
country. Enjoy the lyrics.
So be careful.
All
do your homework.
The countries are run by little girls.
The song brags about the clean hookers in
Kazakhstan. Right. And their potassium exports.
Yes.
Anyone watch Mad Men last night?
I didn't. No. I've got first a T-bone, but I watched the first half, too. I will be watching it tonight.
It holds up. It's great. Mm. And I always like to mention, this is the theme. It's a great theme.
Probably one of the better modern themes on television.
But what I love about it is it's actually sampled from Enoch Light. Your parents probably had records from Enoch Light and the Light Brigade, big band.
Enoch Light? I never heard of him.
Enoch Light did a recording of the old standard Autumn Leaves in about 1960.
Do you know what I love about this as a drummer?
What's that?
What I love about this is how the beat does not necessarily match the music.
Check out
there's a reason.
This version. It was sampled from the song Autumn Leaves. And normally, you know, you're accustomed to this. They've sped it up a little bit, but the Mad Men drums would come in here.
But this is the original. The Autumn Leaves.
Wow, that's a famous, beautiful music song.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the intro for Autumn Leaves was sampled for the theme from
Mad Men. Do you have the real theme? Do you have the theme from Mad Men?
I used to close my DJ nights with that.
Thank you, ass.
Cleared the place.
Appreciate it.
But anyway, I watched about the first half of Mad Men. I was very pleased with it. Great to see the characters again.
Yeah.
And also that Robert Morse is there. He had a great line. He says, "Nature is calling me. Please do not start the meeting until I return."
Well, that's a great show, and I'm glad that's back on TV.
It was good to see our old friends again.
Yes, very good.
You're not watching Celebrity Apprentice, I know, because you're boycotting it.
Well, Carla's kind of boycotting it. I kind of drifted away after Carolla.
Do you want to know who got fired last night?
Yeah, you can tell me that.
Patricia Velasquez.
Is she the older hot lady or the younger hot lady?
I don't know.
She is the older hot lady.
The older hot lady?
Yes.
No big whoop.
But anyway, here's Trump. I always like to just isolate when he fires her.
You're fired because you are bad.
And being, she should be.
Good.
But she was.
Bad.
All right, here's Trump talking, okay?
He lost because of Patricia if the issue was the Crystal Light logos.
Look, the fact is that the executives loved the party, but they didn't like the details. Unfortunately, and I think she's the most elegant woman, the details were done by Patricia. Patricia, you're fired.
You're very elegant, but you're fired.
Good details, bad party.
That's it. You are terrific. As a matter of fact, you're a piece of ass I wouldn't mind climbing on, but you are fired.
I wasn't going to play this today.
Can I just say one thing about The Celebrity Apprentice? There's a really evil woman on that, and her name is Aubrey, and I don't know what...
Aubrey O'Day.
Aubrey O'Day.
Yes, Danity Kane.
And she is definitely a... biatch, and she just keep your eyes on her. She's
does she
a
enjoy
nasty,
it? She enjoys
mean.
The role.
She's all in on. And these people that are all just when you see the people that are just lapping it up,
sure,
that you can't be a good person and be lapping that
she's
up.
See
and
her
I
pictures
don't like
in
her.
Playboy.
I've seen her pictures online, and other than you know having huge breasts, what is she known for?
She was in Making the Band.
That's
two, I think, and that's the one that became Danity Kane, if I'm not mistaken.
To me, and this
don't
is
ask
just
me why I know that.
My own personal opinion, Oscar.
Why do you
that reality TV stars that become real stars are the lowest form of life?
Yeah,
on
she's
the
not. I don't think she's a real star.
I call that the Hasselbeck rule.
I think we've had enough talk of medical problems today. So tomorrow I'll give you the Gallagher update.
Oh yeah, please.
I don't want to wait.
No, you should wait because we're going
to
close now. Big week this week for Etch-A-Sketch.
Yes.
Because of the mention. Yeah. I love Bill Maher's take on
the
it.
The dumbing of America.
He blew this line. Go ahead.
Okay, but here's Bill Maher's take on Etch-A-Sketch, and this is what we close with today.
And Rick Santorum. No, he's also holding up the Etch-A-Sketch. He said he's not an Etch-A-Sketch because he said what you see is what you get. And also because turning the two knobs is a little too much like playing with boobies.
Different line. Thank you very
much. Then he held up the Etch-A-Sketch and Sarah Palin said, "Hey, give me back my iPad."
That was a good line.
That was a great close here.
I know I'm not allowed to say it, but I think she's stupid.
And that, Mike, is your amazing audio ball.
That was good.
Good stuff. We will take a break and come back with Buzz Burbank and news right after this. Trying to get to Holland. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Hey, I got a question for you, Mark Ronick.
Yeah.
So this person that's just listening, does this person do this all every
all
day?
All the time, yeah. I don't even have to screen the call anymore. I know his number by heart.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that's kind of like dialing up a listen line.
Now, is this somebody that doesn't maybe have a computer?
He's probably driving in his car and can't listen any other way. So
you're
that's
a nice
how he does
person.
It.
Yeah. That's very kind of you.
Charges,
well, it's his phone bill, not mine.
Yeah, I know. That's hi, area code 508. I'm just looking at you.
You never got that at your stations when you played music?
Oh, sure.
Yes, I did, but normally the program director.
Do you know?
On the listen line.
Do you
see
know
that line?
This person's first name?
I forget.
He is... the listener.
The listener. let's bring Mr. Buzz Burbank on. And Buzz,
awesome.
It's time for the news of the day.
Yes,
take it away,
is.
Buzzy.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by...
Encore!
Insurance Services LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show March 31st at the State Theater. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore
may be able to help. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare the rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore Insurance is the best.
Insurance services.
Tom
Thank
Gavin
you.
Has
Thank
not called
Tom.
The show
no.
yet. Tom, our phone number, you only have a few minutes left, 718-506.
But please.
1625.
That's 10 something. Digits. That's 10 digits. I'm sure he's got 8 of them in already.
And Tom, if you don't call the show, you can go to hell.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, damn.
I'm with you. George,
put that on my Facebook page.
Base.
I think of anybody I've ever met, Tom Gavin is going to heaven.
I believe so.
That's right.
That's because they take care of. Anyway, all right.
George.
The angels take care of Tom
and
Gavin.
He will regain his grace and his vigor.
Well, the all two right. missing chromosomes get you right to the front of the line.
Yeah, you and I, meanwhile, probably everybody in this room. Yeah. We got the E-ticket.
Yeah, we're going to locked arms like the Wizard of Oz.
Four horsemen of the apocalypse.
You know, I have to say one thing before you begin, Buzz, because we have plenty of time on the show today. But I will say Rob and I shared a moment that I didn't talk about, and that was we both enjoyed The Wizard of Oz this weekend.
It's a great film. Nice. I watched it with my daughter and my son.
Watch it with commercials?
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah. I've got a Blu-ray of it, but the thing is, it brings back as a kid when it was on once a year.
Right. Exactly.
And we didn't have videotapes. We didn't have that.
For whatever reason, I was in the TV room with my daughter, Elizabeth, and we're flipping around, and she said, oh, The Wizard of Oz. I'm like, yeah, that's a go-to. And
yes,
Elizabeth and I really disagree on movies. She does not like what Daddy likes. And Daddy, especially if Daddy's like watching something like Tony Soprano on World War II.
Right.
But we watched that, and I've seen it a billion times. Yeah. I was very nostalgic, and Elizabeth got a tremendous kick out of the fact that I told her that I, as a kid, was absolutely, like many kids, absolutely terrified of the Wicked Witch.
Me too.
Absolutely. When she appears in the crystal ball, when Dorothy, what was that?
That was RJ doing his impression.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Thanks for contributing. And so,
Shtick. Welcome,
I liked it.
Shtick.
Hockey buddy. But anyway, so when she appears in the crystal ball.
Aunt M turns into the witch.
That is
some really dark stuff. I think for a kid's movie to really be great, there has to be an underlying element of terror. That's why Willy Wonka is so great.
That's true.
There's another one. Is it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang where they run into the child catcher?
Yes.
The child has. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Where are the children?
Oh, it's horrible.
Hello, children. He is so friggin' creepy.
There's another reference like that, which I'm sure Rob and Oscar will relate to. It's the Different Strokes episode with the guy who was the kid toucher.
Yeah, it was Gordon Jump.
Terrifies people of my generation anytime that comes on.
Wow.
I was actually more scared of Conrad Bain.
Rightly
so.
For no
good reason.
Good reason.
Take it away, Buzz.
George Zimmerman is still in hiding, still insisting through his lawyer that he shot unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin to death in self-defense. In the meantime, he's still legally a free man, still not charged with any crime. Americans of all colors are continuing to protest and express outrage, but not Americans of all political bent. Fox News used to sell a Fox News hoodie in its online store, but that item is suddenly no longer available after some comments by Fox News' Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, we do have that tape. Yeah, this is. Did you hear him say this, Mike?
No, I heard about him say, but I haven't heard the audio.
Okay, this is.
He blames the hoodie, Geraldo does.
I am urging the parents of Black and Latino youngsters particularly to not let their children go out wearing hoodies. I think the hoodie is as much responsible for Trayvon Martin's death as George Zimmerman was. Trayvon Martin's, God bless him, he's an innocent kid, a wonderful kid, a box of Skittles in his hand. He didn't deserve to die, but I'll bet you money, if he didn't have that hoodie on, that that nutty neighborhood watch guy wouldn't have responded in that violent and aggressive way.
It's all they sell.
Okay, when you hear it out of context, you can attack Geraldo, but when you hear it in context, he's not. It's not as egregious as I thought it was. At the same time, he is saying the guy's a nut. He's saying that the guy, went off the deep end. Here's the problem with all of this, and I think I was trying to make this point
initially,
at the very beginning of this. No matter what the circumstances, that young man should not have died.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been avoided. We all agree with that. We all agree that that not investigating this properly was a mistake by the Sanford Police Department.
Right.
I agree with the decision to let the chief, resign over this. Mm-hmm. I think that was a good move. At the same time, it's impossible to know what the real facts will. No one will ever know what the real situation is because it was between two people and one of them is dead.
Right.
You will not know this. To me, when I came out the very first day this story was breaking, I said I just wanted people to understand that there are two sides to every story. This was a horrible situation. unfortunately, you know, the certain people in this country who are now just coming to this conclusion and doing it in a very hateful way, it's just as egregious to me to put up a picture of this kid flipping off a camera and meaning that somehow makes him a bad kid as it was to put his seventh grade picture on there when he's 17 years old. Both are wrong. They're both wrong. You should, you know, the pictures of these guys should be the most recent photo that was a normal picture. You can't, if a picture cannot, you cannot make a conclusion and a judgment based on that. And now, you know, now the people that are the real haters, you know, who hate to see, you know, black people get outraged at anything are beginning to go too far the other way.
Right.
And it's just...
Well, one thing is that, you know, you would love to think that the news media doesn't have an agenda, and many times they don't, but they almost can't help by setting the table a certain way, even if it is just something as simple as a picture they select.
Right.
It's almost out of their power.
Yeah,
and because we're going to react to what we see.
It's a, you know, and there's blowback now, which of course you're going to get, but and that's distasteful to see that.
I think it's you know, I've been following the story since it started, and we haven't really got into it, but I think it's important to note that there are some laws in this country, and I'm not talking about gun control or any BS like that. I'm talking about the ability for someone to protect their home is one thing in my eyes, but to basically kind of go hunting,
which is what he did,
right?
Yeah,
I mean that to me is an irrefutable fact.
That is a completely different ballgame.
I mean, you hear the one thing we do have hard evidence is that, you know, don't follow him.
Yes,
he pursued him.
You don't follow him.
He called him a coon.
You know, it's the you know the frustrating, and that is up for debate as well, because you don't. It's not completely audible, but I mean, I think I agree with you on that.
Well, sure, what it sounds like.
At the same time, you know, you want to be able to. You know, if you're in a neighborhood that's been burglarized, say 8 times in 2 weeks or whatever the statistic was, you know, you want to have a better police presence. And I think the police failed on 2 counts there, that they didn't secure this neighborhood. You know, you should have had more patrol cars there. You should have had that. And that resulted in this climate of fear that everybody lived in.
I remember when they started a neighborhood watch in my neighborhood when I was a kid, and it was people like my Aunt Peggy driving around. These people should not have guns.
I totally agree with you.
Should have called 911.
I mean,
even
if
he's legal to have a gun and that's his right, he should have it. But that's for him, not for patrolling.
It's just you know, it's so tragic, and you know what frustrates me occasionally is, you know, how many people are really, you know, really examining this story and what the root causes of this, and how many people are just reacting to the media machine, which
I just thought the hoodie thing was silly because that is the current fashion. Yeah. That's basically all they sell at Old Navy. I mean, and I know that minority parents already tell their children, be careful,
you know,
in how you dress and how you behave.
I live in an area where we are. You know, this little town that I live in is quite a melting pot with many different socioeconomic levels. I mean, dramatically that are very, very close together. It's kind of a miniature city. It really is. It is where it is called a city where I live. And I don't even, you know, I got people, you know, from all walks of life, all races, all creeds, walking the streets out in front of my house on a daily basis.
Right.
I never made this hoodie connection.
Connection, yeah.
I've never made this hoodie connection. I really don't understand what Geraldo's talking about.
It's Geraldo's theory.
How about...
Does he feel that the hoodie is the thug uniform?
It's effing stupid. Geraldo lives in whatever house on... Well, I think he lives on the Hudson River.
He lives on Riverside Boulevard. Yeah. I know where he lives.
Uh-huh. Get off your effing high horse. People can wear what they want.
They should be able to.
You could wear... I don't care if you look like an effing essay.
Right.
You have the right to... communicate to someone that you're not trying to cause any harm.
Right.
You walk the streets of a neighborhood that you live nearby.
Yes.
And not be stopped and have a gun pulled on you.
Well, why can't we just like compromise? And if you wear a hoodie, also wear a top hat.
On top of the hoodie.
Solved. Yeah, problem is solved.
Geraldo's out of touch.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, because when I heard it, I said, is there something I'm missing?
He's out of touch.
Because I don't process that at all.
All my friends that are white and black, and if you have any inkling of fashion or style, when you go to the gym, especially if it's a little cold, you wear a big hoodie.
Right.
You can't see your face.
Right.
So just because you're black or Spanish, that means you have to stop wearing that?
Exactly. And our people, see a lot of there are a lot of people online wearing hoodies now. White people,
That's a statement.
I hate to sound so goddamn ignorant. Yeah. Is that a support for Trayvon?
Right.
That's just even silly. Look, it's the basic rights of this country. That's why this is the best country in the world. That's why people flock and almost die to come in here. Is because when shit like this happens in other countries, they don't make a big deal about it. Mm-hmm. So, but here it happens, and the law is separate from everything else.
Right.
So when it happens like this, and especially if you're out there, you're like, you hate what's happening. Remember this. This happens in South America. This happens anywhere else. In most parts, this would be swept under the rug.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Here, we get to talk about it.
Yeah. Good. Exactly. And that's a good thing.
Well said.
That is a good thing.
And we get to talk about it loud.
Sorry. we can all be white and have great lives.
Hey, that's right.
But I'm halfway there. Got the white part down.
Piss me off.
Boys, stop fighting.
Where's my
top? I enjoyed that whole thing.
I like that. It's good speech.
The new Healthcare Reform Act. Healthcare reform faces the scrutiny of the Supreme Court today in the first of 3 days of hearings. Complicated case. Anything could happen. Court first has to decide if the legal challenge comes too soon before the full effects of healthcare reform are felt. The law says you can't holler till you're actually hurt. That's today. Tomorrow, the court will hear arguments about whether it's constitutional for the government to require you to have health insurance. And on Wednesday, the court will decide if the rest of the law can stand, even if the required insurance part cannot. It will also consider whether the federal government can force states to go along with the changes. Full implementation of the law is still 2 years away.
Buzz, can I jump in here?
Sure.
Because I want your opinion on this. Okay. I want to know, do you believe... Are you familiar with this breaking story now of the open microphone when Barack Obama was speaking with Medved? I think
I haven't heard about this.
Yeah, their mic was open, and okay. He says, "You got to give me some space. There's an election year. I think this is going to explode. I think
really?
If it doesn't, I will be amazed. I don't know how big a deal
is Medved. Is it Michael Medved?
No. It's the Soviet.
I'm sorry, Soviet guy.
I'll find it somewhere for God's sake. All right, go ahead.
Here in the Washington area, if Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood sees you texting while driving, he may honk at you.
Don't wear a Ray LaHood.
He may even memorize your license plate and send you a stern but friendly email about the practice. LaHood says honking is his way of taking personal responsibility to reduce driver distractions.
Hey.
Critics say he may cause an accident with all that honking.
I think it's good that he has a hobby.
President Barack Obama told Russia's leader Monday that he would have more flexibility after the November election deal with the contentious issue of missile defense, a candid assessment of political reality that was picked up by a microphone without either leader apparently knowing. And he was talking to Dmitry Medvedev. Medvedev, is that the correct pronunciation? So I don't know how to get very ugly.
I disagree. I think somebody may try to make something out of it, but this is common knowledge. All presidents do this.
Well, I know where you're coming from. Right. I'm just talking about what the other side's going to do with it.
Well,
it's going to explode.
You know what Mitt Romney said about it?
What did he say?
Here's what Mitt reacted.
These are pancakes. I'm in Rosemont, Illinois.
That's my prediction.
Very upset.
I think this will be a big story by tomorrow's news cycle. I could be totally wrong, but I'll
be eager to find out.
Right.
As the novelty wears thin, the price of a 3D movie ticket may be going down.
Movie tickets are just so flat, though.
Did you go see the movie with your dad this weekend?
No, we did not.
You didn't go see
Unfortunately.
You didn't see Jump Street?
No, I was actually going to go with Shannon, who was in town.
Right.
We're not doing it. We've had enough of him on the show. Thank you very much.
We ended up
You're killing me.
Making the plans to see it this week. I'm going to see The Hunger Games this week and 21 Jump Street.
I'm going to see The Hunger Games this week as well. Nice. Looking forward. That's the movie I want to see.
Now, so they're talking about lowering the price of 3D tickets, but raising the price of tickets to 2D movies to make up the difference.
Oh, come on.
Or as Roger Ebert puts it, punishing the people who don't like 3D.
Really?
This according to Screen Trade Magazine, which says the movie industry has noticed that most people seem to prefer the 2D showings over 3D.
I haven't seen a 3D movie since the new surge has happened. I get so scared. I got a little motion sick watching Avatar on my home TV.
I don't like wearing them glasses.
Yeah. It's an inferior technology. Some moviegoers have experienced vision problems, headaches, and nausea from the artificial effect.
Yeah, so charge more to the 2D movies. You better jerks.
No nausea at House of Wax.
Oh, that's a. Remember with the little
the paddle ball man. Yeah.
Welcome to the House of Wax. Bing, 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 bing.
Me a tingler any day.
Vincent Price.
Women with breast implants say they have more sex and better sex since having them installed.
Yeah, RJ.
A cosmetic surgery website did the survey, so the survey could be skewed. But it says 70% of the women who got lifts or implants say they were more satisfied now with their sex lives. 61% of them say they now have sex more often. And about 34% say there's an improvement in the quality of their sex.
I love mine. They're my friends.
And if your relationship is about to end anyway, you might plan for a Friday in June. Facebook numbers show that most people switch their status from married or in a relationship to single or divorced on Fridays. Saturday is the second most common day for a breakup. Most breakups happen in the summer.
That's so transparent. I love that.
With June on top, followed by July, and then August. Winter is when we find new love. Most new relationships begin in February, followed by December, and then January.
You should rewrite that. Winter is when we settle.
So that means June, weekends in June, mm-hmm. you want to go get some on weekends in June.
Anything could happen.
When are you in Sturgis?
August.
Oh, good.
Yeah, not
lucky.
June.
Lucky.
Thank you.
Finally, it had to happen eventually. In Connecticut, a 46-year-old man broke into a steel door company, which is quite an accomplishment in itself. He was there. Thank you. He was there to steal scrap metal, which is quite valuable these sure. days. He had loaded 700 pounds of it by himself into his pickup truck. But in the middle of all that labor, he butt dialed 911. He is now surrounded by steel bars. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Deadly pocket call.
Our show today was brought to you by Oakton Wine Shop. This Saturday, well, we don't know whether it's a Cabernet tasting, but it's another wine tasting.
Yeah. Enjoy
their
calendar.
Yeah, enjoy their vintage wine and our vintage copy.
To find their tasting calendar and specials, follow Oakton Wine Shop on Twitter and Facebook or call them at 703-255-5425. They are located right at 123 and Hunter Mill Road in Oakton. Oakton Wine Shop, 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, 100 hand-picked brews, plus cheeses and pâtés. OWS, a proud sponsor of our live stage show. Yeah. We thank them for that because they are giving you a chance to win the new iPad that night. And we thank them at Oakton Wine Shop. That's it. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
The All-Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
WMAK.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and friends of coyotes.